Thank you, Brad. Good morning. Saturday morning at 1:35 a.m., Arcata police responded to the Courtyard Circle Apartments on Boyd Road on reports of a man holding a knife to a woman's throat. The suspect, now identified as 47-year-old Hans Hansen, allegedly kept the female against her will in an apartment. She managed to escape uninjured. Hansen was detained. While investigating the incident, officers recovered a large machete, which was identified by the female as the knife used. Hansen was arrested for criminal threats, false imprisonment, and assault on a peace officer after he became combative. Officers were uninjured. Hansen was booked and lodged at the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Officers from the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 1100 block of Sawdust Trail in Fieldbrook, and they found an indoor marijuana grow. Officers confiscated more than 280 marijuana plants, processed marijuana, a rifle, shotgun, and $2,000 in cash. Officers arrested 28-year-old Garrett Nazelrode and his wife, 24-year-old Jade Nazelrode, and both were charged with possession for sale as well as being armed in the commission of a felony. Garrett Nazelrode was booked into jail while Jade was released at the scene to care for the couple's two small children. It's news that can mean a lot for Mendocino County, as a bill sponsored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro would reimburse the county for expenses it racked up during a 36-day manhunt for the murderer of Fort Bragg City Councilman Jerry Mello. It has been presented to the Assembly Appropriations Committee, where it has currently been placed on suspension until the committee can determine the fiscal impact the bill will have if passed. The bill has two components. The first, to reimburse Mendocino County, which hosted dozens of out-of-the-area law enforcement personnel during the manhunt, costing the county more than $40,000. The second component establishes a framework to allow law enforcement agencies, especially small rural departments, to seek reimbursement for future extraordinary events. The Six Rivers National Forest will auction off surplus vehicles and equipment in a public internet auction today. Bid items will be available on the website gsaauctions.gov. It begins today, and the auction will continue online through May 7th. Prospective bidders can also view the 13 items up for auction at the Six Rivers National Forest offices in the Bayshore Mall. That goes from the 30th until the 7th. For more information, contact Janie Ryder at the forest offices. Caltrans crews will be on Route 169 beginning today to make a slide repair 10 miles downriver for Martin's Ferry Bridge. The roadway will be open during the daytime, but it'll be closed from 10 at night until 5 in the morning through May 4th. And we will have more KINS news right after this.
Mother's Day means many things. A favorite memory, a special time alone, just the two of you, or it could be your wife enjoying having the kids presenting crayon drawings. Grandkids gathering around Grandma. At the Benbow Inn, they understand Mother's Day is very personal, just like moms are. Treat Mom this Mother's Day the way she deserves. Take her to the Benbow Inn. Enjoy the Mother's Day brunch or some of the unique offerings Chef Brian Hopper presents. Call now and reserve the seating that works best for your mom. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
For this segment of our community, we wrap up our discussion of gas prices. As we discussed last week, the fact that the North Coast is a vacation hotspot contributes to higher prices at the pump. But if you choose to vacation somewhere else by car, how can you get the most from your fuel? For answers, we've turned to the U.S. Department of Energy, which provides some tips if you travel this summer. They recommend using a smaller car and to make up the cargo difference with a roof rack. However, they caution that a loaded roof rack can decrease your fuel economy by 5%, reduce aerodynamic drag, and improve your fuel economy by placing items inside the trunk whenever possible. Take advantage of carpools and rideshare programs. Many urban areas allow vehicles with multiple passengers to use the high occupancy vehicle lanes. And it's always a good idea to avoid those heavy items, as an extra 100 pounds in the trunk reduces a typical car's fuel economy by as much as 2%. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.